Morning, Ma. Working on the crossword puzzle?
Nope. Just lining up a few dates. Let's see. Maria Molinaro, 85, died of natural causes, survived by her husband, Tony Molinaro.
Ma, you're getting dates out of the obituaries? That's sick.
It is not sick. It's practical. Life is for the living. Maria's loss is my date for the early bird special at the Howard Johnson's. Dorothy, this is unbelievable. Look at this.
Heart surgeon turns out to be produce manager at A&P.
Further over.
Miami retailers to sponsor songwriting contest?
The Miami retailers are awarding $10,000 to the person who comes up with the best new song about the city of Miami.
$10,000?
That's right. I'm going to enter.
Of you?
Well, Dorothy, I happen to have written songs before. I wrote the fight song for our high school. Onward, St. Olaf, they still sing it. Onward, St. Olaf, onward we go. Onward and onward, St. Olaf's go. Go, 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 go.
Rose, 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 that's a... Honey, it's a very catchy tune, but who wrote those lyrics?
I did. And lyrics aren't even my strong point. I just got lucky that one time.
You're going to have to get a lot luckier than go, go, go to win that $10,000. You know, Rose, I have to confess, I dabbled a little in poetry writing in high school.
Oh, well, that's nothing to be ashamed of. A lot of tall girls who couldn't get dates wrote poetry in high school.
Now, I meant that for $10,000, I might try my hand at lyric writing. I mean, maybe we could, team up.
You mean music by Rose Nile and lyrics by Dorothy's Bornet?
Well, why not? I mean, we could be the next Rodgers and Hammerstein, the next Simon and Garfunkel, the next...
Sherry Lewis and Lamb Chop.
I don't know if I could get my hand that far up your dress. But I'll tell you, for $10,000, I'd be willing to give it a try.
Morning.
Oh, hi,
Blanche.
Blanche, Dorothy and I have decided to enter a songwriting contest together.
Oh, now that sounds like fun. You know, I always wanted to write a song, but kind of like writing poetry, which I was never any good at. Only the tall girls who couldn't get dates ever seemed to be good at poetry.
Hello? Oh, hello, Big Daddy.
My father?
No, 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 she's right here. Yeah, you take care, too. Bye-bye, Big.
Big Daddy? Big Daddy, how in the world are you? I'm just fine. How can you say I look younger and more beautiful over the telephone? No, it's true. I just wondered how you knew over the telephone. You're kidding. That's great. Okay, I'll see you Friday at 4. Bye-bye. Oh, this is so exciting. Big Daddy's going to be here on Friday. Says he has a big surprise for me. Oh, I can't wait to see what it is.
I don't believe it. Tony Molinaro won't go out with me Friday night.
Oh, Ma, I'm not surprised. His wife just died. The man is still in mourning.
No, that's not the reason Mae Bloomfield beat me to him.
Hi, Rose. Tell me, did you get a chance to play around with those lyrics I gave you?
Yeah, listen to this.
Hey, that sounds great. Let's take it from the top.
From the top? Oh, that sounds so musical.
Tickle the ivories, Rose.
Goochie, 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 goochie.
Rose, play or die. Miami is nice, so I'll say it twice. Miami is nice. Miami is nice. Miami is... Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. You put in an extra Miami is nice.
I had to. It hurts the music if you don't put it in.
Yeah, but the lyrics don't make any sense. I mean, it goes, Miami is nice, so I'll say it twice.
Oh, I see your point. Well, what about this? Miami is nice, so I'll say it thrice.
Right, who the hell says thrice?
It's a word.
So is interuterine. It does not belong in a song.
Miami, you're cuter than an interuterine.
Here, Rose, Dorothy, here, smell me.
I only do that with the milk, Blanche. You know the rules.
This is the last drop of that perfume Big Daddy gave me on my 21st birthday. I want to see if it still has its fragrance. After all, that was 20 years ago.
Blanche, if your 21st birthday was 20 years ago, you'd only be 41.
That's right.
Gee, you look terrible for your age.
Howdy, Dorothy.
Mr. Hollingsworth, come in.
Rose.
Good to see you
again. Big Daddy, let me look at you.
No, let me look at you. Oh, you're still as pretty as a ladybug, sunning itself on a lily pad on a misty spring day south of Savannah.
Could you be more specific, Big Daddy?
Do my eyes deceive me, or do I see Sophia Petrillo standing before me? Or did y'all get Sophia Loren as the new roommate?
Get out the boots, he's back. Come on, Big Dad. Sit down here on the sofa betwixt us.
Betwixt?
See, that's another word you don't know. You probably don't even know the thrice of them are sitting on the couch together.
Big Dad, what's this surprise now? Tell me, tell me, tell me before I burst.
Well, I don't know how you're going to take this, so I'll tell you flat out. There's a lady friend that I've been spending a lot of time with recently.
Oh, do I know her?
Well, I don't think so. Helen and Rooney McCoy introduced me to the Widow Spencer at their son's wedding a few months ago.
I'd like to meet her sometime.
Missy, she's going to be here tomorrow evening.
Just exactly what is this surprise, Daddy?
Well, now, I don't want you to get too excited, but Margaret and I are planning on walking down the aisle together.
Oh!
Is she happy or sad?
I'm not sure. I've never heard her make that sound before.
No, I once heard her make that sound, and I assure you, she was happy.
Daddy, I have never been happier in my entire life.
Oh, I'm so glad. I was worried how you're going to react.
Daddy, you know nobody can ever replace Mama in my heart. But the important thing is for you to be happy, Daddy.
I wish you all the best.
Oh, I hope you two will just be so happy together.
I am going to throw you and the Widow Spencer the best wedding you ever saw.
No, we don't want any fuss. We're planning on getting married in the Bahamas.
No, I will not hear of it. Hollingsworth has to get married in style.
Oh, I don't want to impose.
No, we'd love to have the wedding here.
And Dorothy and I'll even write a song to commemorate the occasion.
No, we won't, Rose. No.
Ah, Dad, please.
Oh, all right. I never could say no to you.
Hello? Oh, that's too bad. A tragedy. A terrible tragedy. May she rest in peace.
Great news, Teresa Lombardi passed away.
Ma, what's so great about that?
Her husband, Freddie, he has nothing to do. And neither one of us has seen ruthless people.
Oh, Blanche, do you have a minute? Dorothy and I have been up all night working on a song. We'd like your opinion.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, I think we really might have hit on something.
Oh.
M-I-A, another M-I, M-I-A, M-I, smells Miami Beach.
Girls.
It stirs emotion.
Girls.
It's by the ocean.
Girls.
So bring your suntan.
Girls.
M-I doesn't spell Miami Beach. That spells Miami.
I told you not to add beach.
Oh, fine, fine. You find something to rhyme with Miami, hotshot.
Mammy. Whammy, clammy, Alabama, hootenanny, salami.
Hootenanny is marginal, and I refuse to accept salami.
I have to go put up some fresh coffee. I'm expecting that lady from the catering company, and I don't want her to think I'm a bad hostess.
Salami, please.
I never had this trouble when I worked alone.
No. When you worked alone, the only thing you could rhyme with go was go.
Hello?
Oh, hello. Please come in. You must be from the catering company.
Actually, I'm from Atlanta. I'm Margaret Spencer.
Whoa.
What a coincidence. Blanche's father is marrying a Margaret Spencer from Atlanta. Only she's much older. I think. What do you think, Dorothy?
Whoa.
I'm just getting so excited about Big Daddy's wedding. Hello there. I'm Blanche Devereaux.
Yes, Blanche, this is, I'd like you to meet, say hello to Big Mommy.
Well, I'm sorry I'm so early. Traffic wasn't what I expected.
Well, the important thing is you got here safely.
It's so good to finally meet you, Blanche. Your father's told me so much about you.
Oh, I wish I could say the same.
Margaret, please, sit down.
Maybe we ought to get her a booster seat.
Can I get you a drink?
How about chocolate milk?
Martha, you're from Atlanta.
Well, that's right.
That child over there is trying to steal my daddy away. She's no better than a tick on a slow-moving hound dog.
Why is everyone around here talking like Burl Ives? I'll get it.
Atlanta must be a lovely city. Have they rebuilt it much since it burned down and gone with the wind?
Oh, Big Daddy, I'm glad you're here.
Well, I see you all getting acquainted. How are you, darling?
Oh, Big Daddy, we need to talk.
Rose, honey, let's show Margaret how you make the hose dance around when you turn it on full blast.
You said I couldn't do that anymore.
Today's a special day. She makes it and twirls around and drops it. It's all over. It's fun.
Well, what do you think of Maggie?
Does it matter?
Well, of course it does.
All right, then, I'll be frank. I think she's a gold-digging hussy.
You watch your tongue, Missy.
I'm sorry, Daddy, but that woman is much too young for you. Well, she's practically my age.
I'm not ashamed to be in love with a younger woman.
Why'd you keep it a secret?
It's not a secret. I didn't think age mattered to you. It doesn't matter to either one of us.
Oh, Daddy, what you're doing is wrong. You're just making a fool of yourself.
Listen, Missy, as long as the good Lord keeps me on this earth, I'm your father. And don't you ever call me a fool.
Daddy, just please call off this wedding.
And then once, in grade school, I crossbred a rutabaga and a potato, but I couldn't decide whether to call it a rutatato or a potato bagel.
Yeah, you'll have to excuse Rose. That hose dance brings up a lot of childhood memories.
Daddy, can I please speak to you in private?
Blanche, this conversation is over. Margaret, we're leaving.
Daddy, this woman is not for you. You're just dragging our family name through the mud.
Blanche, I've always given you my love and respect. If you can't give a little of that back, you're no longer a part of our family.
Dorothy, I'm telling you, we're doing great. The song will be fine. All we have to do is find a rhyme for orange. What rhymes with orange?
Cheesecake?
Orange cheesecake. Orange cheesecake. I suppose that could work.
I meant to eat, Rose.
How come you're not working at the piano?
We're blocked.
I've been having good luck with Tank, immediately followed by a granola bar.
Blanche, how you doing, honey?
I'm just feeling terrible. I'm just a wreck. All I can think about is Big Daddy and that woman. Rose, cut me a piece of that cheesecake. Bigger.
Honey, why are you getting so upset? Blanche, you see older men with younger women all the time. I mean, it's very common. Look at John Derek and Ursula Andress. John Derek and Linda Evans. John Derek and Bo Derek. You know, maybe it's not so common. Maybe it's just one guy who gets around.
I bet if older men knew how ridiculous they look with younger women, they wouldn't do it.
Well, they don't think that they look ridiculous. You know, I was in a restaurant the other night. A man of about 60 walked in wearing 4 gold chains and his shirt open to his navel. Well, I thought the people were staring at the scars to his bypass surgery. They were staring at the 22-year-old blonde on his arm. And, honey, he was not embarrassed. He was proud.
Well, why shouldn't he be? Maybe he was out with the woman he loved.
Oh, please, Rose. There was a 40-year age difference. I mean, what could they possibly have in common?
Well, girls, love has no definition, no boundaries. Age has nothing to do with it. Sometimes two people who seem to have the least in common turn out to be the most in love. That was certainly the case with Ollie Knopf-Stettlermeyer and Molly Jane Doe.
Ollie and Molly? Must we take yet another trip to Petticoat Junction?
Ollie was the mayor and our town's most respected citizen. He was also artistic director of the St. Olaf Community Playhouse. A lot of people don't know this, but the family drama, Hey, That's My Tractor, got its start right there.
Wasn't the musical version called Hey, Hey, That's My Tractor?
Anyway, during the auditions, the first woman who walked through that door was Molly Jane Doe, the town manicurist. For $5 extra dollars, she'd buff more than your nails.
$5?
Well, it was during the Depression.
Hey, in Italy for $5, you got a woman, a manicure, a cappuccino, and a box of Milano cookies to take home to your wife. A fact, use it as you wish.
Anyway, it was love at first sight. And nobody in town could believe that this man, who had lived for 52 years with his mother, would fall head over heels in love with the town squeeze. But he did, and the next day they were married, and they went on to live happily together for 25 years.
And what in hell does any of this have to do with my father?
Well, the point is, nobody knows why two people fall in love, and it's really nobody's business.
Well, he's my father, so that makes it my business. I am going over there right now and give those two a piece of my mind.
Blanche, listen, if you go over there angry, you're just going to make things worse.
Well, I'm sorry, but I have to say what I feel.
I have to say what I feel. I have to say what I feel. Miami has so much appeal. A great place to get a seafood meal. Miami.
Simon?
Yes, Garfunkel?
The 88?
Yes!
Yes? Yes, just give us something on the beach. We'll be there on our honeymoon. Come on in, sweetheart. Door's open. Yes, just a sea view and plenty of privacy. Isn't that right, darling?
No, Daddy, it isn't.
Excuse me, I'll call you back. Blanche, I'm not sure I want to see you. I reckon you spoke your piece already.
Daddy, I've been thinking, and I think I'm starting to understand the reasons you're doing what you're doing. Can I talk to you? Daddy, when a man reaches your age, why, he might start wondering about who's going to be there to take care of him.
Yes, he does.
And he might even start looking for somebody to replace his first wife.
Yes, he might.
He might even be looking for ways to feel a little bit younger.
Yes, he certainly might.
But, Daddy, is that any reason to get married? Just cause some pretty, sexy, bouncy, bubbly young thing takes an interest in you?
Hell yes. But there's another reason. Blanche, When you spend 6 months watching the person you love more than anybody else in the world slowly die, you wonder if you'll ever love again. After that, believe me, if you can even think of marrying someone else, there's only one reason. You're in love.
I know Mama's dying hurt you quite a bit.
Yes, it did. But I'm talking about Margaret. Her husband died 2 years ago, shortly after your Mama.
I didn't know.
She loves me, and I love her, and we want to get married.
I'm sorry, Daddy. Seems like every time I'm trying to help you, it just turns out you don't need me.
Now, that's not true. The reason Margaret and I came down here in the first place is because we do need you. We need your blessing on our marriage.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, no, that's all right. I was just leaving. Only I want to say something to you first, Margaret.
What is it, Blanche?
Well, it looks like you and I have more in common than we thought. We both love Big Daddy. We want him to be happy. So welcome to the family. Oh, Sophia, look here. Here's a postcard from Big Daddy and Margaret. They say they're having the time of their life honeymooning in the Bahamas.
Please, the big news is he lived through the wedding night.
Sophia, you know people in their 70s and 80s can have great sex.
Yeah, with people in their 70s and 80s. Put me in a bedroom with Tom Cruise and you'd be peeling me off the ceiling.
Well, according to Big Daddy, he still has both his feet on the ground.
I gotta hand it to you, Blanche. You handled it better than I thought you would.
Oh, well, to tell you the truth, I'm not thrilled, but as long as they're in love and happy and I don't have to call her Mommy, I can live with it.
Oh, hello there. How'd you do?
We came in second.
Oh, that's terrific. What'd you get?
Treated badly. They told us to get out of the way when they took the winner's picture with Anita Bryant.
Oh, for those old judges, no. I'd love to hear your song.
Oh, forget it, Blanche.
Please.
Oh, no. The whole experience was too painful.
Please.
We just want to put it out of our minds.
Please.
Hit it, Rose.
To say what I feel,
Miami has so much appeal.
A great place to get a seafood meal.
Miami, 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 you've got style. Blue sky, sunshine, white sand by the mile. When you live in this town, each day is sublime. The coldest of winters are warm and divine. Miami, Miami, you've got style. Blue sky, sunshine, white sand by the mile. There's ball clubs and nightclubs all within reach. Dance the samba till morning, then lie on the beach. Each view is a postcard, each day a great time.
Right,
the cream of the crop, it's the top of the line.